Beloved Bhagwan, not counting the discourses, is 20 minutes of meditation a day enough to see me along the path and lead me to experience the Satyam, Shivam, Sundaram you are pointing us towards?
Vimal, first you cannot be allowed not to count the discourses. Because your meditations cannot happen without these discourses. These discourses are the foundations of your meditation. I am crazy, but not that crazy. That I should go on speaking 4 hours a day if it does not help you in meditation. Do you think I am trying to distract you from meditation? And then you are such a miserly being. I never thought you are so miserly. That just 20 minutes in 24 hours, not even 24 minutes, and you have missed my basic standpoint completely. I don't want you to think of meditation in limits. I want meditation to become your very life. In the past, this has been one of the fallacies, that you meditate 20 minutes or you meditate 3 times a day, you meditate 5 times a day, different religions, but the basic idea is that few minutes every day should be given to meditation and what you will do in the remaining time. Whatever you will gain in 20 minutes, what you are going to do in the remaining 23 hours and 40 minutes. Something anti-meditative. Naturally your 20 minutes will be defeated. The enemies are too big. And you are giving too much juice and energy to the enemy, and just 20 minutes for meditation. No, meditation in the past has not been able to bring a rebellion in the world for these fallacies. These fallacies are the reasons. I want you to look at meditation from a totally different standpoint. You can learn meditation 20 minutes or 40 minutes, that is one thing, learning. But then you have to carry whatever you have learned day in, day out. Meditation has to become just like your heartbeat. You cannot say, is it enough, Bhagwan, to breathe for 20 minutes every day? The next day will never come. Even while you are asleep, you continue breathing. Nature has not left essential functions of your body and life in your hands. Nature has not trusted you, because if breathing was in your hands, you will start thinking how much to breathe and whether it is right to breathe while you are sleeping. It looks a little odd. Doing two things together, sleeping and breathing. Breathing seems to be a kind of disturbance in sleeping, but then the sleep will be eternal. Your heartbeat, your blood circulation is not under your control. Nature has kept everything essential in its own hand. You are not reliable. You can forget. And then there is no time even to say that I am sorry, that I forgot to breathe. Just give me one chance more. Even that much opportunity is not there. But meditation is not part of your biology, your physiology, your chemistry. It is not part of ordinary natural flow. If you want to remain just a human being for eternity, you can remain. Nature has come to a point of evolution. More than this is not the need of nature. You are perfectly capable of reproducing children, and that's enough. You will die, your children will continue. The same stupidities that you were doing, your children will carry on. Somebody will be coming in the congregation, in the churches, some other idiot will be giving sermons, the whole thing will continue, don't be worried. Nature has come to a point that now, unless you take an individual responsibility, you cannot grow. More than this, nature cannot do. It has done enough. It has given you life. It has given you opportunity. Now, how to use it? It has left up to you. Meditation is your freedom, not a biological necessity. Meditation, you can learn in a certain period of time every day, to strengthen it, to make it stronger, but carry the flavor of it the whole day. First, while you are awake, from the moment you wake up, immediately catch hold of the thread of remaining alert and conscious, because that is the most precious moment to catch thread of consciousness. In the day, many times you will forget, but the moment you remember, immediately start being alert. Never repent, because that is sheer wastage of time. Never repent that, my God, I have forgot again. In my teachings, there is no place for any repentance. Whatever has happened is gone. Now there is no need to waste time on it. Catch hold again of the thread of awareness. Slowly, slowly, you will be able to be alert the whole day, an undercurrent of awareness in every act, in every movement, in everything that you are doing or not doing, but something underneath will be continuously flowing. Even when you go to sleep, leave the thread only at the last moment when you cannot do anything because you are falling asleep. And this is one of the laws, that whatever is the last thing before you fall asleep will be the first thing when you will wake up. Try it. Any small experiment will be enough to prove it. Just repeat your own name. While you are falling asleep, half awake, half asleep, go on repeating Vimal, Vimal, Vimal. Slowly, slowly, you will forget repeating, because the sleep will become more and more, and the thread will be lost. But it is lost only because you are asleep. But underneath your sleep, it continues. That's why in the morning when you will wake up, just look around. The first thing that you will remember will be Vimal, Vimal. You will be surprised that why? What happened? You slept 8 hours, but there has been an undercurrent. And as things will become more deeper and more clearer, even in sleep, you can remember that you are asleep. Sleep becomes almost a physiological thing, and your spirit, your being, becomes a flame of awareness separate from it. It does not disturb it, your sleep. It simply makes your sleep very light. It is no more the sleep of old days, when your house is on fire and you went on sleeping. That was almost like a coma. You were so unconscious. Your sleep will become thin. A very light layer. And your inside will remain alert, just as it has been alert in the day. It will be even more alert in the night finally, because so silent, relaxed, the whole nuisance world completely silent. Patanjali, the first man in the world to write about meditation, says that it is almost like dreamless sleep, with only one difference. In dreamless sleep you are not aware. In samadhi, in the ultimate state of meditation, just a little difference, you are aware. Vimal. You can continue 20 minutes to learn, to refresh every day, to give more energy and to more root, but don't be satisfied that that's enough. That's how the whole humanity failed. Although the whole humanity has tried in some way or other, but so few people have been successful that many people by and by stopped even trying, because success seems to be so far away. But the reason is that just 20 minutes or 10 minutes won't do. I can understand you have many things to do. So find out time. But that time is not meditation. That time is only to refresh yourself, and then again you will have to work, earn, do your job and thousand and one things. Just remain alert whether it is still there inside or disappearing. This continuity then becomes a garland of 24 hours. Only then, Vimal, you will be able to experience Satyam Shivam Sundaram. Not before it. A lion was walking through the forest, taking a poll to determine who was the greatest among all the wildlife animals, when he saw the hippopotamus. He inquired, "Who is king of the forest?" "You are," said the hippopotamus. Next he met a giraffe. Who is king of the forest? He inquired. You are, said the giraffe. Next he met the elephant. He gave him a good rap on the knee and said, and who is king of the forest? The elephant picked him up in his trunk and swung him against the tree. As the lion slid down, brushing himself off, he said, you don't have to get so mad just because you don't know the right answer. Bimal, unfortunately, I know the right answer. I will not get mad at you. But certainly, I will tell you where you are wrong and where you are right. First, sitting with me in these discourses is nothing but creating more and more meditativeness in me. I don't speak to teach something. I speak to create something. These are not lectures. These are simply a device for you to become silent. Because if you are told to become silent without making any effort, we will find great difficulty. That's what Zen teachers had been telling to their disciples. Be silent but don't make any effort. Now you are putting the person into such a difficult fix. Don't make any effort and be silent. Now, if he makes any effort, he is wrong. And there is no way to be silent without making any effort. If it was possible without any effort to be silent, there would have been no need of any master. There would have been no need of teaching meditation. People would have become silent without any effort. I have gone as deep into Zen efforts for almost, they have been working for 14 centuries since Bodhidharma, and they are one of the greatest group in the world, totally devoted to a single thing, and that is meditation. There is no other experiment anywhere which has been done for so long a time continuously, but still there are not many Zen masters. Yes, there are more masters in the stream of Zen than in any other stream in the world. But still there are very few compared to the people who were working. And I have been searching what was the basic mistake. And this is the basic mistake, Vimal. that those Zen masters told them the right thing, but not in the right way. I am making you aware of silences without any effort on your part. My speaking is for the first time being used as a strategy to create silence in you. This is not a teaching, a doctrine, a creed. That's why I can say anything. I am the most free person who has ever existed as far as saying anything is concerned. I can contradict myself in the same evening 100 times. Because it is not a speech, it has not to be consistent. It is a totally different thing, and it will take time for the world to recognize that a tremendously different experiment was going on. Just a moment when I became silent, you become silent. What remains is just a pure awakening. You are not making any effort. Neither I am making any effort. I enjoy to talk. It is not an effort. I love to see you silent. I love to see you laugh. I love to see you dance. But in all these activities, the fundamental remains meditation. This is for you all, absolutely unrelated with anything. Jaime and Becky, are with their teenage son Herschel on holiday in California. Herschel is jogging down the beach when he happens to see someone drowning not far from shore. Rushing into surf, he pulls the man out. Much to his surprise, it is Ronald Reagan. The president sits up in the sand, and when he finally manages to catch his breath, he says, "Young man, that was a heroic deed you just did. in such uncertain times as today. With the stock market crash and the Middle East crisis, the world can't do without me. Tell me, son, if there is anything I can do for you, just let me know. Herself thinks for a minute. You know, there is one thing. Name it. Ronald Reagan urges. I would like to be buried with my surfboard in Surfer's Paradise Beach here in California. The request takes Ronald Reagan by surprise. I don't understand. He says, from the looks of you, you are in perfect health. I am, answers Herschel. But when my father, Jaime Goldberg, finds out whose life I just said, he's gonna kill me.
Okay, man? Yes, Papa.